From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The U.S. sees terror attack decline in 2016. The U.S. Wednesday said the number of terrorist attacks in the world declined in 2016 for the second year in a row, although the Islamic State remained the deadliest jihadist group, carrying out more attacks and causing more deaths. The State Department's acting coordinator for counterterrorism, Justin Sibarel, said the IS group did experience serious setbacks last year.
ISIS remained the most capable terrorist organization globally in 2016. Directing and inspiring terrorist cells, networks, and individuals around the world, even as it faced increased military pressure in Iraq and Syria and suffered considerable territorial losses throughout the year.
Sibarel listed several defeats of Islamic State in Iraq, culminating in the liberation of Mosul this month, while much of northern Syria near Turkey has been cleared of an IS presence. Terrorism analyst Max Abrams of Northeastern University said the Sunni jihadist group is not the same as it was 2 years ago.
This is a group that simply is unable to mount the same kinds of operations at the same rate over time. Particularly in Iraq and in Syria, ISIS violence is going to go down. The real question is, how will the nature of this organization change over time?
The U.S. also continued to designate Iran as the chief state sponsor of terrorism. A Kenyan court on Wednesday sentenced three men to life in prison for stripping and sexually assaulting a woman that they believed had dressed provocatively. They avoided a death sentence because of Kenya's ban on executions. A video of the attack at a gas station outside the capital of Nairobi 3 years ago prompted a campaign to end violence against women. This is VOA News. 80-year-old Arizona Senator John McCain, the 2008 Republican presidential nominee, has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer. The former Vietnam War prisoner, who has served in Congress more than 30 years, underwent surgery to remove a blood clot, and tissue analysis revealed the presence of a glioblastoma. Lindsey Graham is not only a fellow United States senator, but a close friend as well.
So pray. I don't know. God knows how this ends, not me. But I do know this. This disease has never had a more worthy opponent.
This is Larry Sabato. He's a University of Virginia political science professor.
It's a tragedy, and we certainly wish Senator McCain well. I think everyone does. There's an example of bipartisanship or tripartisanship. Democrats, Republicans, and Independents will wish him a full recovery. It's a very tough illness, as anyone knows who's known someone with brain cancer. And, of course, Senator Ted Kennedy had the very same thing.
Theodore Kennedy, the longtime Massachusetts senator and younger brother of the late President John F. Kennedy, died in 2009. The U.S. Defense Department said that Turkey has published what its state-run news agency claims are the locations of U.S. military posts in Syria. A Pentagon spokesman says the release has the potential to endanger U.S. personnel and disrupt ongoing operations to defeat Islamic State. In the meantime, the Washington Post reports the Trump administration has decided to halt a covert program by the CIA to arm and train Syrian rebels. It quotes two U.S. officials as saying the decision is aimed at improving relations with Russia. U.S. President Donald Trump has told the New York Times that if a special prosecutor investigating Russia's influence on last year's presidential campaign expands the probe to look at Trump's family finances unrelated to Russia, that would cross the line of what is acceptable. Well, the president also says he has no income from Russia and that he does not do business there. In a wide-ranging interview, President Trump also expressed dismay with the decision by Attorney General Jeff Sessions to recuse himself from the Russian investigation, saying if Sessions had indicated that intention before being nominated, then Trump would have picked someone else. The president further suggested that former FBI Director James Comey shared with him a file of alleged but unconfirmed compromising material about Trump in order to gain leverage for his job. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has reportedly decided to keep metal detectors and cameras in place at the Noble Sanctuary Temple Mount complex in Jerusalem after two policemen were killed at the site last week. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.